You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
And Jason.
And Nate.
Right? It's twice as many hosts as there were at the beginning of last show.
So you got that going for
it's
you.
It's true. It's much better. It's twice as good. Twice as good for half the price. Of free.
Of free.
Learn your multiplication by zero, kids. What you gotta do. Coming up on the show today, we have an all ladies edition of Florida Corner.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The sisters are doing it for themselves.
Aww.
And by it, I mean committing crimes. Also, we learn irony, what it is, and how it acts itself out.
Okay.
And another reason why I don't want to go to Houston.
Oh, well. I got four more after that.
Right? I know. One reason? Just one? No, I have some friends who live in Houston, and it would be nice to go visit them. I don't think that's going to happen, at least not. You know, with a wedding coming up this year, got a lot of, because you did a wedding last year.
Yeah.
And when you do that, it's like, hey, we should go do, no.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we are with it. But, yeah. But we're going to be booking the honeymoon soon. Yay!
Woo! Yeah.
I want to go to Hawaii!
Yay!
And I am! I'm going to Hawaii!
That's going to be so awesome.
It's very exciting. Very, very exciting. So, since you weren't here last week, how was your week, man? Or on Wednesday, sorry.
Yeah. Week's cool, you know, just... Memorial Day was awesome. Like, mm-hmm. It was just a great weekend. Cooked some steaks. I bought some, like, I've never really bought like a $20 steak before, like dry aged ribeye steak.
Nice thick steak.
Yeah. So I did that last night.
Nice.
And I barbecued it, and I bought one for Alex also. He came over, mm-hmm. and Chris just wanted hot dogs, so I got the nice hot dogs like in the deli case at Taylor's Market.
Nice.
So I got the steak. So I wanted to get some real quality food, right? Go to the place you can trust. I hope. I don't know.
They have a pretty decent reputation.
Yeah. So salted them, like made my own little rub for them, and I cooked it for just the perfect amount of time. Like it just melted into my mouth. It was all like the fat. Like it. I hate fat off of and gristle on steaks.
Yeah, of course.
But this fat, like, dissolved in your mouth and was so flavorful. Like, it was this steak. It was the best steak I've ever had in my life.
The thing with steak is, if it's good steak and it's a good cut of meat and you cook it properly, the fat basically melts into and moistens the rest of the meat.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. And Alex was pretty impressed also. So, one part awesome job, Jason, at barbecuing steaks, on his Weber, but one part awesome steaks from Taylor's Market.
Yeah. You start with something good, and then it's easier to deliver something good.
Yeah. Right. So that's there was that. Went to San Francisco on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
And met some friends for like just lunch. Took Bart.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Like,
is it still as terrible as I remember?
Oh, here's the thing, is it actually went pretty well. It only set us back by about a half hour, 40 minutes. And because my wife's training me very well at getting better at estimating time.
Mm-hmm.
I had already put in a cushion of about 30, 40 minutes for us to get to where we needed to get to. So yeah. We were only like 10, 15 minutes late, mm-hmm. for the meeting. Because what happened is they've decided on the major holidays for the next year to take down certain parts of the train,
mm-hmm.
So they can work on them, because that's not the day that all the commuters use it.
Right. That gives them a 3-day window to work on. The last couple of years, it's been the bridge. They would close down the Bay Bridge on certain holiday weekends because you wouldn't have the level of people coming in and out of the city. It's the same thing with BART.
Oh, and so anyhow, we had to get off in Bayfair, San Lorenzo, or San Leandro, and get on a bus and get transferred to another location.
Ugh.
Like, and then got on the train there and went from there. Luckily, like, they did have it down to a science, and I could not be, like, more impressed with a company's ability to have all their ducks in a row and plan things as well as they did.
Well, that's good.
With that known closure. What I will say is they should be very careful, though, about alienating their potential new riders and doing that on the weekends. I get that their commuters and stuff like that, but oh my gosh, like, I heard so many people talking about how they would never use BART again.
Right.
You know, like, that's the thing that I worry about for them, because if it wasn't for that, it would have been awesome.
Here's the thing, though. They don't care. They're public transit.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. They're going to have enough people to stay in business. It's not like in Sacramento they're talking about shutting down one of the light rail lines because it doesn't get enough passengers.
No way.
It's the short one that goes from downtown out to near where the Greyhound bus station is.
Oh.
I think it's the Green Line. And they were talking about building it out to the airport, which is what they really should do.
If they want people to use it.
Because not only would it go out to the airport, it would have to go through, and forgive me if you're not familiar with Sacramento, it would go through Natomas, which is north of downtown Sacramento.
Right.
It's you've got a huge number of people who live out there, apartment dwellers, people who own houses.
Yeah.
It's where Sleep Train, formerly Arco Arena, is, the former home of the Kings, is out in Natomas. So if you could, and having been a person who lived in Natomas, if I would have had the opportunity to ride light rail to and from work, I would have taken advantage of it probably quite a bit.
Oh, Chris and I probably would have bought a house in Natomas if there was light rail near. It would have been light rail near.
Yeah. Like, it just eliminates the whole reason why you do it. But of course, there are only a certain number of people riding it. Where are you going? All you're going out. There is, I think, like an apartment complex out there now. They call it District 9, which is really unfortunate. And other than that, you're going to the bus station. I mean, what are you doing? Where is this light rail station? You're not good. Only gets 400 riders a day. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
There's no reason for anybody to ride it. There's nothing out there that's going on. There's no event out there.
Yeah.
There's no festival. There's no party. No team.
Is that the one that goes out to Del Paso?
No. It goes simply out to Richards Boulevard.
Oh.
The one that goes out to Del Paso keeps going out through.
And, up to Watt, right?
Yeah, you go out through there. This one literally goes about a mile and a half, and that's it. So unless you happen to live in this one apartment complex, because most of the people who are out there where this light rail stops are homeless people. Seriously.
Yeah.
So
it's one of those things where, okay, close it down maybe temporarily, and open and like build the rest of the track and then open it back up, or just keep using it on that. Keep those 400 people going. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, if you can shut it down and maybe you'll save a little money, but train tracks and other things like that that aren't used deteriorate really quickly.
Right. Yeah.
And so if you shut it down for 3 years, 4 years, and then decide, oh, we really need to build this now, all of those rails that you had in there, you're going to have to go through and check them, make sure that they work. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare.
In 5 years, they're
going to
be crying if they do not get light rail service going downtown very soon for like with a big huge area to park, like old Sleep Train amp.
Golden One.
Golden One. But I'm saying there's other areas where people could park where they could get the light rail to, and they could save so much hassle with the downtown stuff. I mean,
yeah, and it's a lot of traffic, because it was really interesting hearing someone from the city talk about, because there are as many spaces in a 4-block radius of the new arena as there are in what would be a 4-block radius around the current home of the Kings, which is out in the suburbs in Natomas.
Right.
It's just there are some in parking garages. There are some in lots, city lots. There are some, but people don't want to walk. People will walk across a parking lot that's huge. A lot of people who live in the suburbs do not want to because they're afraid or whatever. They don't want to walk four city blocks because they're like, oh, it's four city blocks. I just want to park and go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's, it'll be interesting because I know they're working on like an app, which will be integrated into another app, but will allow you to find parking spots before you get downtown. Oh.
But I just think everybody getting off and on the freeway right there, like this is
part of the problem.
That's going to be the best thing about Sacramento downtown is one of the worst things, and that's there's a lot of one-way streets, yes. Which makes it all the one-way streets help traffic flow and make things move along. So that is great. But at the same time, when you have a bunch of people that are going to be getting on and off the freeway right there,
right.
It's going to be hell, and it's going to be like the second exit off of the freeway, I think, like the second or third. So like people are going to be stopping right away. It's going to back it up, and like the people. Then what happens when the person's blocked, like waiting for the parallel park job? Like it's just
yeah. Well, the thing is, people around here are very slow to adapt to things that have changed.
Yeah,
they're incredibly slow to adapt to it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, but either way, it's coming.
Is that our edition of small town?
it's our small town. Meanwhile, in Australia, an Australian man attempted to show off his athleticism by running up an escalator in front of a cheering crowd at a Sydney train station. Here's what it sounds like. And that's him giving up. Even with all the cheering, he gave up. He just like stopped and went, ugh.
Is it really that big of a escalator? How tall is it?
It seems like a pretty good escalator. It's a train station, so you're going down a pretty significant level. So it's big, but he did not have the fitness level that he thought he had. Oh. I gotta give it up to him for cheering him on, though. Speaking of running, a Texas alligator catcher said a massive 12-foot gator was captured after, and I quote, chasing joggers in Houston. The gator is estimated to be about 80 years old. They posted a photo to Facebook of the 700-pound beast after it was tied up by trappers. It measured 12 feet, 4 inches long. It was chasing joggers and lost its fear of people, so he'll spend the rest of his life in a gator farm. As someone who, as of the recording of this show, has gone for a run 23 days consecutively, screw you, gator. It's hard enough to get out there and run without having to worry about a giant ancient reptile chasing you.
At least he can bite you, you know, and hurt you, but he's not going to probably be able to kill you like you could if you were in the water where he just drowned you, you know?
He'd just do the death roll with you?
Yeah, which would be fine. Like,
you know. Yeah, it would be fine if he just sort of bit me and just
leg off, maybe. I mean, like, this way he'd rip your leg off and you'd be able to maybe scamper away while he's, like, your leg's kicking in its mouth.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yes, that's why I don't want to go to Houston.
If you didn't need another reason.
Need another reason, there are giant alligators that chase you when you go for a run. That is bad times.
Oh, man.
But you can always go to Russia and forget about it all. Like this one guy, he was really drunk, Jason.
How drunk was he?
He was so drunk that he started fighting with his own reflection in the mirror.
Oh, man, I've been there.
Yeah, it's hard times. He was spotted in a grocery store in Russia trying to buy a few dozen eggs. Here's what that sounds like. He's just sort of shuffling back and forth, and there's a mirror near the wall where the cooler is, where the eggs are. He's gesturing for the reflection to go ahead. You know, because they keep getting to the same place at the same time. And you can also see in the reflection the person that's recording this video. Now he's having a face-off with him. He's standing toe-to-toe. I kind of wish I understood what he was saying.
Yeah, me too.
Well, he's cursing at himself, clearly. But he is literally almost nose-to-nose with his reflection. Now the guy who's recording it is getting very brave. Oh! And he... The guy turned around, and he has one really wonky eye. But at least this good Samaritan went up and told him, hey, it's a mirror. That's how it ends.
Hey, bro, it's a mirror.
Oh, that is so sad. That is a sad day. But, you know, we've all been there. We've had a little too much to drink.
Oh, every single one of us.
Well, except for those jerks who... I never drank a drop of alcohol in my life. Well, good for you.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, this is going to be a little bit more depthy version of Cool or Tool than on Wednesday when I did it myself. First up in Cool or Tool, Australia. Jason.
I'd say Australia, though it's very hot, I think Australia is cool.
Well, it's winter in Australia now.
Yeah.
So it's cool in more ways than one. I love the fact that the crowd just started cheering this idiot on.
Yeah, right?
You know, because a lot of other... If that happened in America, people would just ignore him. If that happened in some other places... If that happened in Russia, someone would clothesline him.
Yeah.
And if it happened in Canada, people would just quietly go, oh, good for you.
Good, eh?
Good for you. Up next in Cooler Tool, Houston, Nate. Houston, it's hot, it's sweaty, it's humid, and they've got gators that chase joggers. Tool, Jason.
Oh, I'm gonna have to say that Houston. When I worked in insurance, Houston was one of those places you did not want to get a house call from because, like, they have a huge mold problem there, horrible mold problem in houses there.
Right, because humidity is 180%.
Yeah. So just because of that, I told them that they should get a tool to fix it. A putty knife, maybe, to scrape it off. They're tool, bro.
That's some bad times when the only advice you get is, get a putty knife and scrape it off.
Yeah, no, I didn't even say that. I was just like, sorry.
Sure. Well, you couldn't. And finally in Cooler Tool, Russia. Jason?
Oh, well, Russia. God. Russia, the country and the history itself, and I think kind of... its place in history that we'll find as we keep going on in the world. Cool. It's cool.
Oh, contraire, mon frère.
No.
Never forget.
What?
Never forget.
Forget what?
Stalin. The Cold War.
That was USSR. That was different. That's not Russia.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Stalin, yeah.
Do you have a t-shirt with Putin on it, too?
I would never. I would never. I mean, Putin, it was like he's remnants of that old history. But they had a couple of good ones between then and now.
A couple of good ones.
They had a couple of good ones between before they got back in power.
That's what they want you to believe. Don't trust them. Never forget. Never forget. And that's Cooler Tool for this episode. Hey, everybody, thank you if you're already doing it. And if you're not yet, come on. Go ahead and do your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. So please click through and make it happen.
You should just do that.
Yeah, it's summertime. Find all sorts of nice stuff for yourself. And yeah, maybe you want to go camping. Maybe you've got some sort of trip coming up. You need a little something? Check on Amazon. Maybe they've got a better deal for you.
Yeah. I mean, you should just go there right now through the Nate Darling Show.
Mm-hmm.
Website.
And... Yeah, just go ahead and click it. Click the Shop Amazon tab and make it happen. All right, so I mentioned irony at the beginning of the show.
Hmm.
Headline, woman busted wearing a message t-shirt. She was wearing a Stop Domestic Violence t-shirt, Jason. When she was arrested on domestic violence charges after firing a gun during an argument with her husband. Inside the couple's main home. You were thinking Florida. No, no, no. I'm sorry. Emily Wilson, who's 38, was collared after a confrontation with her spouse, Kyle, over whether he was having an affair. Kyle. During the argument, investigators allege Wilson waved a handgun and fired a shot into the couple's bed. Well, she clearly was, it was an idle threat.
I mean, she hit what she probably meant to hit.
Well, right, not him. Here's where it gets good. So that's the ironic part. But Wilson, who's a high school teacher, she's a high school teacher, Jason. She was subsequently arrested when police responded to a 911 call placed by her husband. A criminal complaint filed against Wilson charges her with a pair of crimes, domestic violence, reckless conduct with a dangerous weapon, and domestic violence assault. She is free on how much bail, would you imagine?
She's a white woman in Maine, so I'm going to say...
That's all they have.
$5,000.
$200 bail.
Wow, it's even less. Okay.
$200 bail. Here's the thing. It's domestic violence in any form, not okay.
Yeah, not okay.
Not okay. Here's what I'm thinking. Kyle probably was cheating.
Yeah.
She was really upset with Kyle. And she wanted to make a point to Kyle. Kyle is a stain. Because, first of all, you were probably cheating. And second of all, you're going to call 911 after that. You're lucky she didn't shoot you in your man parts.
Yeah, she obviously wasn't going to shoot you if she just shot the bed.
Like, right.
Like, if she wanted to shoot you, she would have shot you when you went for the phone.
Right.
Or it, by or around you.
Yeah, so quit being a wussy, Kyle.
Yeah, and Kyle, you shouldn't have been an asshole and cheated on her in the first. I'm just going to assume that he cheated on her. Because she shot the bed. I could just imagine her in her head. I could just imagine her in my head, yelling at him. And then, like, in our bed, gets the gun out. Oh, yeah, this is where you, and, like, just shot. Like,
yeah.
Instead of, because I could see it. I could see it happening.
That anger welling up within. And Kyle, she should have pistol whipped you, you little punk.
Yeah, Kyle, seriously. I hope people start a GoFundMe account for her.
For her $200 defense.
No, so she can just move. Obviously, she doesn't belong in Maine.
Well, the lesson in high school will be irony. Irony. So,
yeah.
There you go. By the way, I made note of that edit time.
Did I say it?
You said the unedited version of a-hole.
Oh.
That's okay.
I held myself from saying a couple other ones there.
Sure. No, that's fine. That's fine. This is a radio-friendly version. You know, we want people to be able to listen. That's okay.
I know. That's why I didn't say the F word.
Kyle is a punk.
He's a punk.
He's a punk of the punkiest kind. First of all, don't be cheating on your woman. Be man enough to go, listen, I'm tired of you and your thing, and I want another woman and her thing, so away with you.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that.
You could have, I mean, yeah, maybe if they had a conversation about it before it happened, mm-hmm. maybe she would have been cool with it.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. She did shoot the bed.
Well, it's because of violation of trust.
I trusted that bed, and it let me down. Boom! And away with that. So, yeah, that's what's happening in Maine. Meantime, on the other end of the Atlantic seaboard, oh, the ladies, they're out in full force.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
After being arrested for stealing items from a jeweler in a Florida mall, Prolancia Aquila Turner, yes, she's African-American, Jason, was PO'd, not at herself, of course, for hiding earrings valued at $12.50 in the waistband of her pants. Instead of crying and turning angry, Turner, who's 26, was miffed because, as she told police, everyone steals from this store. Why are you picking on me? She was charged with retail theft for pilfering the merchandise from a Claire's outlet in the Vero Beach Mall. She is scheduled for a June 7th court appearance in connection with the misdemeanor count. Here's the thing, though. It's not her first time in trouble with the law. She has a rap sheet that includes two other theft arrests, both in 2015. It's unknown whether she considers those callers equally unjust or just the latest one.
I feel like with petty theft like that, they need to, like, just make it a ticket and just, like, be like, okay, if you get 10 of these, then you're going to do some jail time. You know what I mean? Like, but making a court date for that and having to have her go to court and oh my gosh. For
$12.50. $12.50. Well, with tax, it's going to be like 13.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there a sales tax in Florida?
There's no income tax. Not sure about sales tax. I've never been. Also in Florida, a Walmart shopper. Hey, Walmart. Was arrested Saturday night, which is all right for fighting, but not for stealing. She was stealing a sex toy, lubricant, and a vibrating penis ring.
Wait, they sell that inside Walmart there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, in the family planning section.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Trojan makes a bunch of stuff now.
Oh, that's right. I remember seeing that. So, yeah.
Yeah, so they go ahead and do that.
Damn millennials.
But why did she steal this stuff? She is a millennial. She's 25. Why, Jason?
Why?
She said she was too lazy to pay for the items.
If they had a big old long line, maybe she wouldn't have,
That's true. So she stashed them in her purse. Teresa Prine, who's 25, was collared after exiting the Walmart in St. Petersburg, according to an arrest affidavit. While she paid for some items, she allegedly sought to boost other goods, including Trojan Ultra Personal Gel Massager, KY Intense Arousal Gel, and a Lifestyles Vibrating Ring. In addition to the shoplifting count, Prine faces narcotics charges since cops found marijuana and a painkiller in her purse.
Oh, man.
She has the sleepiest eyes I have ever seen. She looks like somebody who's been up for a week. She was bonded out of jail after posting. Oh, guess how much? Okay, so shooting the bed is $200 in Maine. How much is bail in Florida after boosting some lube and sex toys from the Walmart?
Oh, well, I'm going to say it's going to be something ridiculous. It's going to be like, I'm going to say it's like $2,000.
Ooh, no, $4,250.
Oh, my God.
She does have a rap sheet as well, including collars for grand theft, domestic battery, marijuana possession, resisting arrest, morphine possession, driving with a suspended or revoked license, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Man.
You know what that makes her? A Renaissance woman in Florida. She's got a lot of stuff going.
I feel so sorry for her.
Yeah, you know, hopefully she gets her life in the right order.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen if she stays in Florida.
Well, not if she does that. I mean, that's just goes without saying. But yeah. Ooh, a little groove there.
That is kind of groovy.
Yeah, a little bit of a groove for you. Wrapping it up. Anything, you're going camping this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Well, camping means we're renting a big, huge house on Lake Tahoe.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so.
It sounds like my kind of camping.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to relax this weekend.
I hate you.
Well, we went to Redding last weekend. We're a lot of running around. Yeah. So, a lot of stuff going on. I think we've earned a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
So, we got that going on. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe, be happy, and remember, never be too lazy to pay at the Walmart, and don't shoot the bed.
Yeah. You can hit the bed.
Yes, you can hit the bed if you'd like, but do not shoot the bed.
Don't shoot it.
Don't shoot the bed. Anyway, we're going to leave you with music from Portugal, the man. This is People Say on the Nate Darling Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. What?
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.